With the state's budget stalemate now in its second month, the impacts of the current stopgap spending plan are coming into focus. But because it's been a dozen years since the state has found itself in this situation, NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports navigating these waters is proving a challenge for state agencies and those who rely on their services.
At a hatchery in New Hampton, Randall Ayer of New Hampshire Fish and Game is standing next to a tank swarming with young brook trout and talking about fish food.
Well, there's a lot of pellets, and then if you see a lot of pellets on the bottom, this tank I've been seeing a lot of pellets. I just made a note for the guys.
But there's a problem this year. Every summer, the department spends roughly $300,000 up front to buy a year's worth of pellets to feed the fish at its six hatcheries. But this year, they've got just half the money to spend on hand. So Fish and Game's Major Kevin Jordan says the department can only buy half of what it needs for the coming year, which likely means they'll pay a higher price per ton.
You know, we go to the lowest bidder, and we're going to try to talk him into giving us a low bid, selling half of it to us, and then holding the other half and continuing to give us that good price in January. And the odds are good that may not happen.
Jordan's concerns stem from the budget stalemate in Concord, and he's not alone in his worries. Agencies across state government are struggling to do business as usual under the six-month spending plan now in place. This temporary budget, based on last year's spending levels, has been in effect since Governor Maggie Hassan vetoed the legislature's budget plan at the end of June. She and Republicans have been unable to find a compromise. Top state officials, such as Health and Human Services Director Nick Tumpas, says this so-called continuing resolution has involved a lot of moving around money to keep programs, including Medicaid, running.
For us, it means just basically there's a couple of additional steps that we need to go through in order to get things approved. There is also a requirement that we be very vigilant in terms of our spending.
But outside the State House, it's more than just accounting headaches. This stalemate has touched schools, clinics, and city budgets, where it's having human impacts too. Many substance abuse treatment facilities, for instance, would have received significantly more money to treat addicts in the vetoed budget than they're now getting. Jackie Abakoff of Horizons Counseling Center in Guilford says her center's intensive outpatient program was expected to more than double its occupancy from 10 to almost 30 patients with the added money.
That just delays making decisions on hiring new staff, renting new space. You can't expand programs without having the resources to expand those programs.
Horizons patients are often right out of rehab, and they rely on one-on-one counseling, group sessions, and classes on the science behind addiction to get better. For some people, it has been a real success. 22-year-old Caitlin Millett of Guilford, who started using heroin at age 15, says this program helped her stay clean for a year and a half. She is worried the budget fight in Concord could end up hurting people struggling to get sober.
With this going on and this being put on hold, you're risking another addict's life. You're putting their life on hold. You know, in my eyes, if that was me and got told, you know, you gotta wait, I'd feel like I'm not important. So I feel like with this being on hold, we're potentially losing a lot more lives.
Other public health programs affected include a 10-bed mental health crisis unit at the New Hampshire Hospital. The unit was expected to open in July, but due to the current funding quandary, it will not be able to open until a new budget is passed. Charter schools are also feeling the pinch. The veto budget included an additional $1,000 per pupil for charters. Jennifer Cava is the director of the Academy of Science and Design in Nashua. Cava says this additional money, roughly $500,000 for her school, would have helped fund long-delayed raises for her staff.
So I've had some very, very difficult conversations with teachers who are thriving here and their students are thriving, and they really are forced with the very difficult decision to leave because we're not able to continue to bring their salary up by, you know, $1,000 or more a year, which is the type of growth that teachers are seeing in regular district schools.
And for the Department of Transportation, Deputy Commissioner Patrick McKenna says living under a six-month budget at the height of road construction season makes it difficult to pay upfront costs of projects already in the works. McKenna says he expects this shortfall to delay work on the Everett and Spalding turnpikes. It may also postpone planning for winter road maintenance, such as buying salt supply in bulk, replacing old equipment, and hiring additional staff, which was funded in the veto proposal.
The winter activity that we do, including building our plow trucks, doing all of that, that's a 365-day-a-year activity, and we try to make sure that we spread it out, we plan for, and we don't have to then react to the lack of planning.
The continuing resolution also creates some hurdles for cities and towns who can't set their tax rates with any certainty until a final state budget is in place. Like over in Dover, where City Manager Michael Joyle says the uncertainty around various state aid programs makes it tough to know if his budget is balanced.
If, for whatever reason, there were further cuts to local aid, we would likely have to make budget adjustments, particularly after the tax rate is set and run, especially if tax bills have gone out. We'd make adjustments in our budget, and that would obviously have an impact on services, whether it be public safety, schools, or public works operations.
Lawmakers don't expect to begin working on a new budget proposal until September at the earliest, but compromise so far has been hard to come by, leading many State House observers to wonder if a new deal will be struck before the end of the year. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.